May the peace that comes from a clean conscience and heart be yours, my family. The Lord began speaking to me about unity in the body. He said, I want you to cultivate unity in my body. Do not allow differences in doctrine to cause divisions between you. Now more than ever, I need a unified body, marching shoulder to shoulder into this millennium. The enemy will try his best to separate and divide you and deprive you of fellowship, prayer, and sometimes very good counsel. You know the areas that are sticking points, but remember, you are members of the early church who live with a whole different perspective on life. And you know well, when you stand before me, it will not be your knowledge or skills that qualify you for heaven or promotion, but your ability to forgive and love even the most difficult of souls, and your ability to forgive injuries and see them through my eyes. My body has forgotten how to love unconditionally. If one item of faith is out of line with what they believe, they pitch the baby out with the bathwater. Many have pieces of the puzzle of this faith that others lack, but because of judgment, pride, and a religious spirit, they are quick to disqualify anyone who has a different line of thinking on the scriptures. For instance, many may ignore the fact that I said, this is my body and my blood, truly food and drink, 7 times in the 6th chapter of John. You will not find any other place in the scriptures where I repeat myself 7 times over one article of faith and within one chapter. How does this happen? This bread and wine turning into my body under the appearance of simple bread and wine? By the power of the Holy Spirit, when the ordained minister of the altar says, Father, send your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of those words are in conformity with Scripture, yet many accuse ministers of performing alchemy and magic. And I have told you the consequences of assigning to Satan the things of God. But you are not to argue these points. Someday they will know the truth. But for now, unless you are sincerely asked, it is better not to go any further. The point I'm making is that I need my body to go forward now, fully equipped, shoulder to shoulder, with no division. Without brotherly love, humility, and a sincere self-knowledge, which means that no matter how many degrees you have in theology, or how many miracles I have done at your hands, that in your heart you truly believe that there may be things you do not know or understand fully. Without this kind of humility, you will do more damage than good to my church. You will not encourage unity and standing shoulder to shoulder against evil. You'll be busy exercising a religious spirit that loves to prove itself and divides. The times are coming upon you when this unity will mean literally life or death for those who are in the battle and for those little souls they are defending. My people, love one another, for love is of God, and those who love will bring glory to my Father in heaven, while those who must prove their point at the cost of brotherly love bring reproach upon the faith. Forgive those who malign you because of me. Pray for them and let them go. Do not take poison into your own heart, nor allow a bitter seed to find fertile soil there. There are so many graces I want to shower upon my people in this hour. but they must be ready to carry them in purity of heart and intention. The great prerequisite is love for one's enemies and for one another. These souls who are convinced in their own eyes that they are but nothing and that I am their everything, through which they receive riches of the kingdom and graces to equip them to be ambassadors of love. These are the souls I can trust with my greater gifts. They will bring in the greatest harvest in the season to come. You have seen how the enemy has consolidated itself, operating in unity to undo all that is good and right in this country. You have seen those from different backgrounds and cultures coming together to oppose good. Can you not find it in your hearts to unite with those of differing opinions and backgrounds to fight the good fight and defend what is right and good, to be relentless in the resolve to love and join hands with those who are different, but love me? Can you not do the very same for me? I tell you, those who love and forgive are of God. Those who hold bitterness and accusations in their hearts are not living for me, but for themselves. So I am asking you, look long into my mirror and see if there be any evil way in your heart. Have you passed judgment and pushed devout Christians to the side because of their differing ways of worship? If you have, I beg of you, repent and ask for my help to live in my love above all callings. Celebrate the differences among you, as long as they are pure and scriptural. Do not reach for the first criticism you can lay your hands on to defend your position while making your brother an opponent. Many sayings of the past that are used to denounce the liturgical faiths are flawed euphemisms that are used like poison darts to discredit other Christian faiths they do not fully understand. Much error has been passed down from pastors of denominations that did not understand the scriptural basis for the different beliefs of others. It has become convenient to immediately cling to past criticisms based on misunderstandings. Rather, I want you to celebrate the differences in culture and practice and learn to discern the great love other Christians have for me. Christians who come from unfamiliar backgrounds, such as in the Middle East, who have been slaughtered for their faith, men, women, and children. They've been confronted with death and asked to denounce me, but refused to do so. As a result, they were executed, husband, wife, and children. Just because they are not mainstream evangelical Christians does not mean they do not love me. They have proven their love by dying for me. You can learn much from these souls. Unite based on common ground and respect the traditions of those who seem too formal for you. You would be shocked to see how I honor their worship with angelic visitations. Many of them, very little simple ones, have only a heart for me. They would rather die than renounce their faith. So I am asking you, my beloved people, put down your differences. Take hold of your neighbor's hand and worship me in spirit and in truth, with great respect for those traditions that are vastly different. No longer do I want to hear you pigeonhole a liturgical church as dead. Yes, there are dead churches, but there are also those that are fully alive in a way that you do not perceive. Who are you to pass judgment on what you do not understand? I speak to you this way because the entire world is opening up to revival And I wish for you to honor Christians who live the life I have called them to in the Beatitudes, but bear no resemblance to Western charismatics. I am about to open the floodgates in this world, and I want you on my side, shoulder to shoulder, with other Christians whose backgrounds are very different from yours. This movement of grace that is coming requires unconditional love, humility, respect for others in place of presumption, seeing their great worth rather than assigning them to the camps of those who still need conversion. Oh my, if only you could see the arrogance of many leaders from days gone by, you would cringe and beg forgiveness. Come now, let us raise a new standard of behavior that honors what is good in others and prepares yourself to receive the honey from heaven that will cause all men to run to me.